All right. All right, now it is time to bring in Mike Cossey and get a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I have a nice story. I'm going to try to start off each sportscast for the rest of the year with a nice story.
Good thing we only got 3 days left.
That's right. A heartwarming story. Are you ready for story number one?
Yeah, sure.
Kansas City Royals pitching prospect Brady Singer, a first-round pick in the Major League draft this year. He signed a $4.25 million contract, a bonus contract that included a signing bonus, okay? What did he do? He took and paid off every dime of his parents' debt, thanking them for enabling him to reach his dreams.
That should be a given.
Well, but yeah, but not enough people do it. Not
that
enough people do it.
That should be a given.
Yep. Every the loans.
Like I tell all my friends, my success in baseball was only a result from my parents who gave up practically every summer till I was 18 or 19 to allow me to play. So this kid's just doing the right thing, and good for him.
All right. Okay, so now.
It's a good story.
Yeah, it's a real good story. All right, so now, where do you want to go in sports?
Did you see the football game Monday night?
Between
Denver and Oakland?
Yeah, I saw portions of it.
Man, was that field up to NFL top flight caliber or what? Or was that game played in Mexico City?
Horrible conditions.
Woof. That was pretty bad, man. That was pretty bad, and it kept playing up those miserable broadcasters ESPN has, how this might be the last game in Oakland. Well, looking at that field, you can understand why.
There were patches all through it.
Oh, it was awful. It looked worse than a horse pasture.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And Oakland played well, and the coach from Denver looks like... He looks like he's out of his league. He looks like he don't know what he's doing. And I don't think he got too much of a boost that he's going to be still hired by the Broncos the way that Elway looked on the sideline at the end of that game. That was a death stare if I ever seen one.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I look forward to the end of the football year.
Oh, me too. I mean, the playoffs should be decent. I mean... It's going to be, you know, eight teams on each side of the ball, and it's going to be who knows who's going to win type of stuff. Because besides the Saints, you don't know what's going on. There's a couple of teams coming in that are playing pretty well, like Seattle, that could make some noise. But who knows? I mean, if somebody out there says they think someone can win the Super Bowl other than the Saints, I can't blame them because anybody could basically win any game, any week, anywhere. And with the way the referees have been calling games, that just enhances the question mark quality of the NFL.
All right. Let's go to the NCAA.
Yep. Couple bowls today. Boston College plays Boise State. Minnesota plays Georgia Tech. And Cal plays TCU. So you got a little bit of entertainment on there. Games don't mean much. That's because of the four-team playoff. And before you settle in or you have any inclinations of making any wagers on these games, if you are so inclined to do, make sure you know who's not playing for these teams because of the four games playoff, a lot of these lesser teams, so-called, don't have full rosters because playoff NFL-bound players are choosing not to play, not to risk injury. So some of these games may sound good, but they don't look so good. I know the West Virginia quarterback's not playing in his game. I know the Miami quarterback is suspended for doing something stupid. So, you know, a lot of these games that are coming up aren't as good as they should be. And Saturday night, starting at 4:00, are the two games that mean something. Notre Dame's playing Clemson at 4:00, and Oklahoma's playing Alabama at 8:00.
All right. Now, you heard about the three Clemson football players?
No. Oh, yeah. One starter is suspended, right?
Well, they're not suspended yet. They The NCAA claims they failed the drug test. Now, that sounds terrible, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The drug that that was scanned, and it was found in, quote, trace amounts. Okay. Mm-hmm. The drug is called, hang on a little bit. It's a drug that's not available here in the country. It is a, it's not approved for human use, or it's not available for consumption in the U.S. or any other country. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The kids have been taking drug tests all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And
now all of a sudden it comes up.
That comes up.
Yeah. Who are they playing again?
They're playing Notre Dame.
There you go.
Yeah. And the coach said, listen, these are, first of all, it's a drug that no one's ever heard of. Second mm-hmm. of all, it's mm-hmm. trace amounts. He said, I've never seen kids put under the pressure like this for a trace amount of a drug that is an unknown drug.
Yeah, like I guess the reason they're playing Notre Dame has nothing to do with that, does it?
I thought that you'd find interest in that story.
I hope Notre Dame gets smashed like a mashed potato.
Well, it's only one starter, but still, it's a bizarre story.
Yeah,
it's a bizarre story.
It leads me to believe that all of that stuff is bogus.
Well, the coach is having them tested by another company.
So kids from Clemson, one starter, come up positive for a drug that's basically unheard of and ungettable.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody else on the team.
And it's a trace amount. A trace amount.
Well, maybe that drug was on the gloves of the guy that was checking out whatever specimen it was. Maybe they should check that person out, too.
Now, we'll go over this. Three Alabama players have been suspended.
Here we go. Here we go.
Right defensive tackle, Kendrick James, offensive lineman Elliot Baker, did not make the trip to Miami due to a violation of team rules and policies.
Oh, so that wasn't drugs.
No,
it was something different.
No.
So that was Saban inflicted.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I give him credit for that. He's not standing for anything. I mean, it's a totally different situation than a Clemson situation. And I give Alabama credit for standing besides their team rules if these kids aren't playing. But the Clemson thing smells like a bad dead fish to me.
All right.
Speaking of dead fish.
Okay.
This is another reason why the men's college basketball rankings are about as useful as used toilet paper. Kentucky was ranked 19th last week. They beat North Carolina, who was ranked 9th. Who do you think's ranked higher in the polls?
North Carolina
or Kentucky?
North Carolina.
Of course. They're 14th. Kentucky only moved up 3. Now, Arizona State, who was ranked 18th last week, beat number 1 Virginia, right?
Yeah.
How many places do you think Arizona went up?
1.
Exactly. Yeah. What are you looking at it?
No, it just makes sense.
It's a total joke,
yeah,
man.
That's what I mean.
Now, Auburn, who got beat, right? Carolina got beat. Don't you think those two teams should be ranked beneath Kentucky and Arizona State?
You would think so.
That's why these things mean nothing. The rankings mean nothing. The only thing that means anything are the conference standings.
That's all right. The
only thing that means anything.
All right. Well, we got to.
This is nothing but a popularity contest.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's exactly what it's. That's what it's turned into, anyway.
Yeah. Gonzaga's 11-2, right? They beat Duke. They lost to North Carolina. They're ranked 7th. Kentucky's ranked 16th. Beat North Carolina. They're ranked 16th.
I figure it out.
And Michigan is ranked behind. 12-0 Michigan is ranked behind 11-1 Duke, who are the darlings of every sports writer in the nation, which is just why you want to see them get smashed like mashed potatoes, too.
All right.
You like that one today?
I do.
Smashed like mashed potatoes?
I do like that. All right. Well, we got to get on to smashing forecast, but we'll check out now. I'll try to bring you another heartwarming story of the day tomorrow.
That's got to be hard to find.
Well, I'll search it out all day today.
All righty.
All right, Mike. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.